Edwards notebook when Michigan Governor Rick Snyder signed what should have been called the Right to Choose Law, I was utterly surprised, even though in the days leading up to the great event, we were told that once the legislature approved the legislation granting workers the right to choose whether or not to join the union. Now just think about it. Michigan, the cradle of unionism and all it represents, now seeing the light and allowing full-grown men and women to make up their own minds. Of course, the union thugs beating up people and destroying the Americans for Prosperity tent on the Michigan State Capitol grounds have only themselves, their attitudes and actions to blame for what only they think is a setback. Scott Hagerstrand, a spokesman for Americans for Prosperity, who was a witness to the angry mob of unionists who got physical with those who dared to disagree with their socialist tendencies, said...
A couple guys came in with masks on, they had a hot dog, and they tipped over all our coffee pots, and they several people just pulled out their knives. A couple were in black masks, and they started cutting the straps on the tent, cutting the top of the tent. People were trapped inside. We're still gathering information because I'm learning more and more people that were assaulted.
The melee in Lansing is reminiscent of the 1937 clash between union organizers and Ford Motor Company security personnel. If the unions are so wonderful, no one will get out. If they do opt out, perhaps union officials and members can work to make the unions more appealing to those who don't want the unions now, instead of trying to bully them into accepting unions. For those who complain that non-union members will get the same benefits as union members, by their own logic, that should be okay, because most liberal union members support Obamacare and people receiving health care at the expense of others, and 47% of the population receiving the benefits of living here without contributing one iota to the federal income tax. Hey, union heads, you either believe in such concepts or you don't. You cannot pick and choose when to apply them. An interesting conundrum indeed. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
As we go into the second hour on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. If you have gone to my website and you're listening on the RBN feed or however you're catching the show, my website's down, as you already found out. Right now, the feed which feeds into the website is up on Google Plus and on YouTube Live. If you're just so have the need to watch the radio show. That's always hilarious to me. Number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Fast and Furious. The more you read into this, the more it reminds me of from Catch 22 by Joseph Heller. There was a guy named Milo Minderbinder, and he ran something called the M&M Syndicate. And his operating principle was the business of government is business. So, in the book, he sacrifices the needs of the people that work for him in order to expand their profits at M&M. And he sells off their parachutes and such, and he starts feeding them chocolate-dipped Egyptian cotton, which, that's sort of lyrical in its presentation, but that's all beside the point. In Fast and Furious, the object of that operation seems to have been to increase Mexican-U.S. drug running and border crime. They were protecting the worst criminals from prosecution, and then blaming lawful licensed gun dealers for the perfectly predictable results of their secret bizarre machination by which they were forced to sell these weapons to middlemen who carried out the cross-border weapons transfer. And like I talked about, it came from the Business Insider last week. And this all started happening in 2000. The U.S. government has been working with the Sinaloa drug cartel in exchange for helping them damage their rivals' operations and import their drugs in the U.S. without consequence. They provided us with the information about those rivals. And this all came about, and I got to wonder, did the Americans tell the Mexican government about this little operation, too? Because the guy who spilled the beans was Vicente Zambada Niebla. He was a Sinaloa cartel officer. He was arrested, and he spilled to the Mexican authorities that the gun-running operation Fast and Furious was part of our government's agreement to arm and finance Sinaloa's operation. What this means is instead of going to the Mexican government and saying, we're going to run this sting in your country, and there may be some collateral damage, but it's for the greater good. They went straight to the Sinaloas, somehow. bypassing the Mexican government altogether. Just in Chicago, the Sinaloas bring $3 billion worth of drugs. That's heroin, cocaine, marijuana, and methamphetamine. It doesn't matter what your pleasure is, they got it. $3 billion worth. From Chicago, they find their way throughout the country each year. And this is all courtesy of the Sinaloas. $3 billion worth of drugs being brought to Chicago for some reason. Rahm Emanuel's the mayor of Chicago. I wonder if there's any connection. So right now, this country has this gazillion-dollar war on drugs going on, trying to interdict illegal drug running. In the meantime, the DEA, along with the ATF, is in cahoots with the Sinaloas. And they are partners to what is perhaps the largest Western illegal drug-running murderous criminal cartel enterprise out there. See, Fast and Furious was late to the game. I mean, this deal had already been struck. Fast and Furious was just something to sweeten the deal. And here's what they did, okay? Fast and Furious, I guess with the advent of the Obama administration, which is where Fast and Furious originated from, because they're anti-gun, and they already had this operation going on, what would be better than to take these border, close to the border, gun dealers, force them to sell guns to known straw purchasers? How do you know that somebody's a straw purchaser? Most gun buyers, most regular gun buyers, me, you, we're not going in there and looking at a whole rack of weapons that's the same thing and saying, I want 20. Now we can buy them. It's going to be very expensive. Most of us don't have the money to buy those. Most of us don't want 20 of the same gun. Unless you're a Sig Sauer aficionado, then there's, I think, 29 variants of the Sig 226. You may be wanting to get those. But all that aside, that's a straw purchasing tactic. Because what you're trying to do is you're trying to outfit somebody. The reason, you know, that whole well-regulated militia thing? Well, that's what they're trying to do in the cartels. Have the same kind of weapon so everybody knows how to handle the same kind of thing. Now, ARs are not the weapon of choice, though. They like the AK. It's simpler. It runs better in certain environments. It doesn't require maintenance as much. Along the way, while they were doing all this and letting all these guns slip, these guns didn't slip, they were let slip, okay? While they were letting that happen, they started formulating new regulations for the border state gun dealers to where if anybody buys more than X amount of long guns in a given day, they have to be reported. And the number, I think, is ridiculously low at like 3. So just to recap, the Drug Enforcement Agency, whose mission is to enforce the controlled substance laws and regulations of the United States and to bring the criminal and civil justice systems of the United States or any other competent jurisdiction, these organizations and principled members of organizations involved in the growing manufacture or distribution of controlled substances, they're supposed to bring them to justice. The ATF, whose mission is to conduct criminal investigations, regulate the firearms and explosives industries, and assist other law enforcement agencies, and the DEA have facilitated what appears to be the biggest drug operation in this country. Magnum, tell Fred, if you will, that we're coming up on the break, and I don't want to say, let's go, and then say, hang on. You just get him to hold, if you will. So what had started years before is a small idiotic plan to let a few guns across the border to track their sale to Sinaloa rival gang cartel members, and this was Operation Wide Receiver, which was under Bush. Under Holder, It became, it really expanded. It became a scheme in which the U.S. forced licensed firearms dealers en masse become the source of the Iron River with no tracking effort whatsoever. At least in Operation Wide Receiver, they did try to follow these guys. We know of at least two law enforcement officers on the U.S. side that have been killed. Hundreds, probably thousands of Mexicans as well. We may never know how many of these guns that got away have killed people. And that was all brought to you by the ATF and the DEA. And our new business partners, the Sinaloas. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
And welcome back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go straight to the phones. Fred in Georgia. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
Morning.
Hey, you know, look back in history. I'm pretty old, so I remember many of these things. Nina, Arkansas, with Bill Clinton, and importing cocaine.
Yeah,
during the Vietnam War, they were bringing, you know, heroin in the bodies of our soldiers that were killed in action. You know, there are hopefully just hopefully, a small group of people in our government who still get away with this junk. And, I mean, I don't think it's an outrageous conclusion to draw based on history. And I'd also like to see some investigations as to did anybody also receive money from the Sinaloa cartel as part of this deal.
Well, are you asking if we received a cut of their drug proceeds?
Yes, I am. Seriously. Not we, though. Whomever is involved in the deal.
That's an interesting question, and I would have to think. That's a really interesting question.
If you're negotiating that deal in secret, and the government doesn't know about it, the Mexicans don't know about it, then who's to say that you don't talk to the Sinaloa cartel and say, "Hey, I'm your point man. Bring me the money."
The whole thing I don't understand right now with all of this stuff that's coming out is the Mexican government, as far as I can tell, has not, I mean, they're asking questions and everything, but they have not come out and gone insane over this. If I'm in charge of a country, and that country is infiltrated, and one of my trading partners, per se, is out there getting out there and saying that, well, we're going to unilaterally make this decision. We're going to go straight to one of the scourges of your country that is perpetrating all of this drug violence, and we're going to do some deals with them. Where's the outrage from the Mexican government?
I don't know. My guess is, remember Serpico? Serpico cop in the 70s when all the cops were on the take. Well, you know, human nature is human nature. Always will be. And it wouldn't be surprising if some people in Mexico were doing the same sorts of things. Now, if you're the government of Mexico, you certainly don't want it coming out that members of your own government were on the take supporting one cartel over another or anything. Possibility.
That is a very good possibility.
So, you know, I wonder at some level how much of this stuff that goes on is an open secret within the halls of both our government and the Mexican government. It's a sad reality, but I suspect, given the historical evidence, that it's more likely than not.
Yeah. Yeah, and it gets better.
And what makes me really angry is it's the same government who will put in, you know, high school and college kids in jail for smoking pot or something like that. Not
for
that I think
drugs.
It's a good idea. Yeah, it's the same drug. And that really burns me up. No pun intended. I do not partake in such things and will not say whether I ever inhale. But it is, you know, it's past the point of ridiculous.
That has to be entirely true. Hey, but it's going to get better because I haven't finished unwinding some of this today. So,
oh, good. Well, I'll just hang up and listen.
Very good. Very good. Thank you, sir. Brian Terry. He was shot on December 14th, and he died the following day on December 15th. Now, on that day, the Washington Post writers rolled out some of the administration propaganda that more regulation was needed to prevent drugs from crossing the border while they're making it happen in the meantime. They wrote, drug cartels have aggressively turned to the United States because Mexico severely restricts gun ownership. Following gun running paths that have been in place for 50 years, firearms cross the border and end up in the hands of criminals as well as ordinary citizens seeking protection. This is not a new phenomenon, according to some cat named Webb. What is different now, authorities say, is the number of high-powered rifles heading south, AR-15s, AK-47s, armor-piercing, 50-caliber weapons, and the savagery of the violence. Federal authorities say more than 60,000 U.S. guns of all types have been recovered in Mexico in the past 4 years, helping fuel the violence that has contributed to 30,000 deaths. When he was still president of Mexico, Felipe Calderón came to Washington and demanded more gun control from us. Probably because he didn't know that we were funneling guns in. And if he had known that, would he have demanded it, since apparently it wasn't going to happen, and it was being done under the auspice of the ATF and the DEA? Washington Post continues, U.S. law enforcement has ramped up its focus on gun trafficking along the southwestern border. Yeah, they did. They aided and abetted. They sure did. Arrests of individual gun runners have surged. But investigators rarely bring regulatory actions or criminal cases against U.S. gun dealers, in part because of laws backed by the gun lobby that make it difficult to prove cases. This is faux pas. They fire, the one that protects gun dealers from liability. And I think that would still apply here, because you've got coercion going on between the ATFs to basically telling these people, a lot of these guns that got sold, these gun dealers would call the ATF and say, I think that this is a straw purchaser. I don't want to carry on with the sale. And the ATF would say, go ahead and sell it. In some cases, they actually sent ATF agents to buy guns like the Draco pistol. Now, the Draco pistol, if you don't know what a Draco pistol is, Draco pistol is an AK-47 without a shoulder stock and a very much shorter barrel. And the ATF agent would have a waiver to get around the paperwork required by the ATF to make that gun purchase. And then what would happen, the waiver would say he needs this to execute his office. I remember all those pictures of the ATF agents wearing, and they're very highly specialized holsters, the Draco pistol, which is about the length of your thigh. That's just hilarious. Nobody carries a carbine pistol on their thigh. They still all hang with slings. And as such, it's not going to be required to carry out and execute your office. Now, here's a couple of questions. Is the Washington Post happy with being a pawn? They provided cover for this lunatic government operation. It was lunatic. And in turn, they helped help the propaganda perpetuate in the gun-grabbing ploy, because this was all an effort, folks. When Obama came in on it, it was misguided prior to Obama. It was a stupid idea. Obama sees it. This is an opportunity. This is an untapped diamond in the rough. And we've got to take advantage of this. And I want gun control. I can't do anything till my election. Let's run fast and furious. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cued.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent. And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talked earlier, I guess it was it yesterday? Maybe it was last week. I don't remember. Harvey Weinstein, he got out there the other day. He was on the Howard Stern show. Howard Stern has this tendency to be able to make people say things they don't want. They really don't want to say. But that didn't start. That, you know, Mr. Weinstein did not see the need to worry about tempering what he may or may not say. So, he came out and said, I'm going to make a movie with Meryl Streep, and it's going to make the NRA regret being around. Which is hilarious. He doesn't understand that sometimes some of these organizations work hand in hand with these, some of the goals that they're looking for. They look to do it. They do it in the name of mitigating it, I guess. Well, this has been the subject of quite some discussion. This idea that I'm going to make a movie,
And it's going to destroy something. And especially from the guy it's coming from. This is the guy, Weinstein bankrolled Pulp Fiction. He bankrolled the Django Unchained, or is it Django Unchained, however you pronounced it. Now, I myself like a good gratuitous violence movie. I have no problem with a gratuitous violence movie, not at all. But considering who this is coming from, the idea that he has not contributed to the out-and-out glorification of violence that is, you know, go watch TV. You don't have to take my word for that on that. You can just go watch the TV and everything will be good. If you do that and you look at some of Weinstein's products, you understand that I think now he is saying that I forsake using gratuitous violence in my productions anymore, which is hilarious by itself as well. I don't know what he's going to do, because where is Quentin Tarantino going to get his money? I guess he's not going to get. And in the discussion that they had a discussion on Fox and Friends about this. And folks, believe me when I tell you this, I don't look at Fox and say, ooh, conservative television. I don't look at it. I find it interesting that the closest thing to a conservative news organization has the highest ratings. But they're not, when I look at them, I'm not going, oh, this is the bastion of conservative news. That's not really happening with me. That's not part of my thought process. But they had Geraldo Rivera on there talking about it. And he finally, Geraldo is one of those guys that I really don't know how to take, because he is constantly jumping all over the place. He jumps all over the place. Some of the things he's for, I absolutely hate. Some of the things he's against, I'm with him on it. So I don't know where it goes, you know. I don't know how to look at this and say that this is this, you know, that he is this or he is that. But all of that being beside the point, they did come to a really good conclusion, and I agree with them wholeheartedly. The idea that Weinstein is going to make a movie and it's somehow going to change the mindset of 100 million plus Americans in the United States today is just based upon reasoning ridiculous. It's ridiculous to think that. It's stupid to think that. And apparently, he really does believe that. And that's just funny to me. It's just funny. I saw Piers Morgan the other day. He was talking to the sheriff in the area where the popcorn killer shot this guy. And he's trying to, one of the things that they're talking about he's going to do is trying to formulate a stand your ground defense on this, which is funny. And everybody keeps talking about this guy like he's the shooter. And they're ignoring one thing out there that they need to pay very close attention to. Because you're surrounded by him right now as you speak. This guy was not just an ordinary gunman. He was a retired law enforcement guy. And as such, he doesn't have to worry about a sign saying that he can't carry a gun in some place. He can carry it wherever he wants. And for some reason, everybody just ignores that part of it. But it's all beside the point. 71 years old, his name is Curtis Reeves, shot 43-year-old Chad Olson to death because he was texting during the previews. Now, sheriff, the sheriff that Piers talked to, his name is Chris Nocco, And he's dismissing this claim that there is no evidence of another object besides popcorn, because Reeves is saying, I thought I was going to be attacked and beaten. Which, you know, I've never heard of death by popcorn. And the other thing is, this guy, apparently he had followed another texter in the movie theater to the restroom. This is Curtis Reeves now, the shooter. He had followed one of them into a restroom that was not Chad Olufsen. And the movie theater was relatively empty. And the sheriff, being of sound mind, is out there saying, and, you know, this is what we should all do. If we think we're in a confrontation that could get violent and we're carrying a gun, shouldn't we look or seek to avoid that conflict? This guy could have got up, but you're not assigned a seat in a movie theater. You're not buying a seat. You're buying a specific seat. You're just buying a seat. So you can move anywhere you want to go if it's empty. And a prudent gun carrier, first of all, would not have started the argument. That's number one. They wouldn't have started the argument about the texting. Or maybe not been so confrontational about it. And then he wouldn't have drew his weapon and shot somebody for throwing popcorn on him. Because he would never have been in that situation in the first place. Mr. Reeves apparently did not feel that way. Mr. Reeves is being represented by a guy named Romine. And no, he is not being represented. I'm sorry about that. The question, according to Mr. Romine, who has represented many people in these kinds of cases, is that did Mr. Reeves feel like his life was in danger? Well, wait a minute. Mr. Reeves started the argument. There's a little bit of difference between sitting there minding your own business and having somebody turn around that's texting and looking at you and say, that really bothers you, old man, doesn't it? Well, what are you going to do about it? There's a little bit of difference between that happening and, oh, say, other things, which did happen, where Reeves was the one that instigated the confrontation. He tried to instigate other confrontations. He went to the manager wanting to know about texting in the theater, and he didn't get the answer he wanted, so he came back out, and it escalated. Mr. Reeves had plenty of time not to be involved in that. He had plenty of ways not to be involved in that, which any prudent gun owner carrying a gun for self-defense is going to exploit. And he chose not to. And that's because he's not a regular gun carrier. He is a retired police officer who gets the carve out where he can carry a gun anywhere he wants to go. So, having said all of that, we'll just have to see how this develops. Now, Piers wants their, of course, this is calls for more gun control. But the sheriff's sort of shot it down on that one. So, as does everybody that he brings on board. I guess Piers Morgan is wanting to bring somebody on his show that he can best, which just ain't happening. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. It's your last call to sorrow.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com. or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Woo. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low-visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specialty design features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
And welcome back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I watched the Virginia gubernatorial election with some interest. Once again, certain areas control a whole state. That's really interesting. Now, Jerry McAuliffe, who is the governor now, when he was coming in, he stated his position on where he would like to see gun control go many times. Many, many times. He was looking for Colorado-style gun control. He hearted it. He wanted it. That's what he wanted. Since then, he's been sort of quiet. Now, one thing he did do, he appointed Lori Haas to his transition team. She's the Virginia Executive Director of the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. And she was part of his administration coming in. And that was sort of a, that sort of gave a, you know, sort of telegraphed where we were going with this. I get it. But as of yet, we haven't heard anything about it. Anything out of him regarding this. Lori Haas, she lost a daughter in the Virginia Tech shootings. She's one of those who is misguided enough to think that more gun control will make those sorts of events go away. Mental health was the issue at Sandy Hook. It was the issue at Virginia Tech. It's related to the majority of these indiscriminate attacks, not a lack of gun control. Whenever they investigate these shooters after the event occurs, they uncover witnesses all over the place to years, years of unstable behavior. Both teachers, fellow students, and evidence that the individual needed mental health intervention to protect society, and that all of the parents were aware of that need. Now notice, well, no, that's not even true there, is it? Notice. I was going to say, amongst these, most of them fall off of their treatment. They fall off of the radar. They're identified as being dangerous to something, to somebody, somehow. But somehow or another, they're not... Nobody ever takes control of them. They just manage to get free. In September 2013, prior to the election, Mr. McAuliffe's website promoted Colorado-style gun control for Virginia. I don't know if Virginia is interested in that because they may have been paying attention to what happened in Colorado. And if they were paying attention to that, they probably don't want anything to do with it. Politicians, I keep telling you. One thing about politicians, they like being politicians. They really like being politicians. And they'll do anything to maintain that status quo. Anything at all. Now, one thing about this, like Hickenlooper, who wanted this? Now, McAuliffe, he comes from the presidential lineage. He was one of the people coming from the Clintons. Like Hickenlooper, he's going to feel insulated from this because he was elected. There are going to be people out there that say, what's wrong with these kind of things that are, you know, they're talking about one gun a month, limited on magazine capacity, universal background checks. What's wrong with those, people are going to ask. They seem harmless enough. Personal property, guns included, can be sold or transferred to friends or family members without government intervention. And the expanded background check provision would allow government intervention and is the very first baby step to eliminating every subsequent sale, even the transfer to a family member. We're starting to get, when you get into that thing, you're starting to get into the realm of what you need versus what you got, okay? Now, another thing they want to, the reason they want to do that, the reason McAuliffe wants to do that, is because of this 40% minutia, this 40% nonsense. The FBI. Okay, everybody wants to defer to the FBI until the gun statistics come out. And the FBI reports that less than 4% of all sales at gun shows are through private citizens that are not required to do background checks. So they've actually taken the time, done the legwork. They did not do a poll. The 40% figure If you've never heard me say this before, let me explain to you where this came. And this has been debunked many times, the 40%. It's been debunked by factcheck.org, which is about as liberal as they come. The survey that produced that figure came about in 1994, which was prior to the Brady Act actually being enacted. And that consisted of surveying 2,568 households about the origin of any guns in the household. The survey only received 251 responses. And that's where your 40% figure comes. 10% of those polled responded, so that 10% leads to 40% leads to a bunch of misinformation. There were no follow-up questions on the survey about family transfers, just whether the gun purchase was through a licensed dealer or by other means. This was put together by Duke University professor, researcher, and co-authors. They put it together, and when asked about the reliability of this, because Bloomberg and the MAIG were coming out using this as gospel, they stated, the answer is, I have no idea. This survey was done almost 20 years ago. It's clear there are a lot of transactions that are not through dealers. How many we're not really clear on. We would say it's a very old number. Yeah. We've seen it in Colorado. Well, they have it. They have universal background checks in Colorado. Percentage of private transfers going through FFLs, 2.6. 2.6%. Everybody else is buying it from a place. And see, the other thing about this is, how do you enforce that? The only way you could enforce it would be to have a registration. You have to have a registration of all guns, and then if gun one that's supposed to be with John Doe shows up in Jane Doe's closet, then you can make a summation, you know, summarize, or, you know, just make a guess, if you want to put it that way, that John sold it to Jane or gave it to Jane. In which case, either way, it's an improper transfer because we didn't do it through an FFL. After Terry McAuliffe won in Virginia, Beretta Arms was looking to relocate their manufacturing facility, and Virginia was eliminated. They were part of a list of six remaining states. They're currently in Maryland, but they plan on getting out of there, too. McAuliffe took $1 million in ad support from Bloomberg and the MAIG. It almost cost him the election because it got all kinds of short when that came out. Jeff Ray, general counsel of Beretta USA, told Emily Miller in an interview, the anti-gun ads that McAuliffe ran in Northern Virginia were particularly offensive, and the fact that he could gain a voting advantage by doing so caused us additional concern. The end result of anything they try to do, the end result of anything they bring to you, is that gun control laws are going to target you first because you're the law-abiding. End of story. Let's go into the third hour on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.